going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As we've been reporting, Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing a budget that would roll back enrollment for immigrants without legal status into state-funded health care. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what a reversal.
Yeah, it is. It is. What we have here is what Gavin Newsom a couple of years back was proposed and put into effect as seeing as a way to get to universal health care, one of the bastions of Democratic policy, and also to be a pro-immigrant by saying we're going to extend it to even those who are undocumented. The first phase went okay. It was kids, 19 and younger, and they don't tend to get all that sick. But then, you know, even though there were warning signs about the possible costs, he decided, and the legislator backed him, to expand it to include people over 19. Now, Margie, that brings in seniors. That brings in a whole different population that needs a lot more medical attention. And with that comes a lot more costs. And at the same time, the recipients of Medi-Cal that are here legally, the cost for them went up as well. That was always an iffy proposition, but what they wound up doing was adding about $2.5 to $3 billion onto the cost of Medi-Cal, money that they just don't have now, because when this was first proposed, the state was awash in mega billion-dollar surpluses. It had money to go through, and Gavin had a place to go. He was looking at national office, trying to lead the Democratic Party. This was the ticket. Only now times have changed, both inside of the state and outside.
And speaking of outside the state, earlier this hour, we had on State Senator Scott Wiener, and he's definitely blaming Trump for the decrease in dollars.
Well, what do you expect him to do? He's been an advocate for a lot of these programs that have spent a lot of money. Wiener is a progressive. He's out of San Francisco. This is what he does, whether it's transportation or health. But the fact of the matter is, Margie, that California, even without the Trump cuts, was headed into troubled waters because they were just spending more than we're bringing in. Now, what Wiener's basically saying is, yeah, we were doing fine until mom and dad, because mom and dad were always bailing us out. Washington was always coming across with more money. They're not. And also the cost went up. So it's like you should have been checking it out, but this is what we got to do. And blaming it this time is going to be iffy. The legislature's not going to back Newsom necessarily on this. There's parts of the Democratic group up there that don't want him to roll it back. She's going to have to push for it. He's going to try to soften it by saying it's spread out of a couple of years, and you can still get insurance if you're undocumented over 19, but you have to pay $100 a month. But the fact is, the public is this is an iffy proposition for the public as well. Recent polls showed that about, you know, a fifth of Californians say, let's keep it the program as is, even if it means cuts elsewhere. But others say, no, let's keep it as it is, as long as we don't have to cut elsewhere. So it's not necessarily all that popular with voters, especially if it means they're going to take something away from they see as vital to the citizens in the state. So that's where Gavin Newsom is right now. He's got an unhealthy Medi-Cal system, and his prescription is pretty rigorous, but it's one that, you know, you either take it or the patient could be in bigger trouble.
Thanks as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.